sir. Congratulations.
Congratulations to you. You had more to do with it than anybody, and I just wanted to tell you how faithful you'd been and how competent and courageous and even cordial. You're one of the unusual fellows that can take power and authority and use it wisely and courteously.
Well, you're so kind, but I didn't do anything.
You did everything. You were the greatest strength we had. Lady Bird told me she talked to you this morning. I just gave her hell because I had in a call for you.
Well, she did, and it was so wonderful of both of you. Everything else you got to do, most of which I hope is rest. I hope that's what you're going to do.
Hubert's coming in. We got all the press here, and I've just got to call a few special friends and think of them. They tell me that we got a Secretary of Commerce that wants to leave. I don't know. And they got a Secretary of Health, Education, and Welfare wants to leave. We ought to ever indicate that to papers. I want them both to stay.
Sure.
But you ought to be thinking of some young types of Frank Stanton and folks that we just got to force into this thing. And we've got to give a lot of thought to that Attorney Generalship because they're going to make a harding out of us. We're not awful careful. And we've got to also plan on how we take the offensive. Now, these people were just so vicious. They intimidated every Negro voter down here. They published and sent them out that you got a parking ticket, well, you'll be arrested if you try to vote, and all that kind of stuff. And we ought to be using some of these things so we can at least make the Dirksons listen to us, because that damn William's going to be back right at our tail.
Yes, sir.
And old Scott, he got reelected, and and we'll be on this next week, and we'll be just dodging and all the blows, and we've got to think about it. And I wish you'd try to do some skull practice on it.
I have done, and we'll do some more.
Dillon wants to leave, they tell me, and I sure don't want him to, because the Treasury has the confidence of the country and the dollar, and he said his daddy's worth a quarter of $1 billion, and nobody's handled it for 10, 12 years, and he's just got to do it, and he can't stay after January. But we've got folks like Don Cook and Frank Stanton that we might force loose.
Yeah.
They never have been willing to yet, but I guess it might be for cabinet. But you and Clark have got to do a lot of heavy thinking on these things, and then we've got to bring in a lot more people, not only the White House, like this boy Tom Finney and the fellow over at McNamara, this
Califano,
and some of them. But we've got to try to bring in some creative people to deal with Ed Williams things.
Yes, sir.
I just don't know how to really handle that one. I've never understood why Ed Williams or Bobby or some of them didn't go on and point out that they've been ransacked and searched and harassed and intimidated for a year. Couldn't find any law that they ever violated. Just pull a hoffa and answer the other side and say, God damn it, why are you persecuting me? Sure, I had a bend in business, but every senator's got something, and let somebody say that for him, Williams or somebody else. I guess that they can't. They've compromised the suit now.
Yeah.
But nobody ever hears that other side. They think that he's been guilty of treason to his country.
Yes.
And they haven't proved that, and I think we've got to do something with Baker. I think the Jenkins thing's washed out pretty well.
I do too, yes, sir.
I think you've got to find him that thing that'll keep him, but I'm afraid they'll be subpoenaing him in an hour.
Well, he can't go and stand, won't be able to go and stand for quite a while.
Well, he's talking about taking a trip with his wife, so you're going to have to be thinking about that.
Yes, sir, we'll take care of that. But I have been doing some thinking about it. I think Clark is available to you for the AG if you want it. That's my guess about it. And it might be a good idea.
Well, I think he's wonderful, and I think that you're wonderful, but I don't believe that you're more powerful where you're not getting shot at every second before a committee.
Maybe.
What do you think?
I think Clark would be great at this. And I think it's a spot on which you ought not take any chances.
Well, do you think that they would be saying, though, that we've got a lot of Truman pictures? And I noticed when Kennedy pointed him on that intelligence board, they said that they just got a crony, one of Truman's cronies. It was just a Washington picture. It represented a few outfits. And was no great legal shakes. New York Times wrote a hell of a mean editorial. And I'm thinking about the Lippmans and the Restons and all of them. They're going to want a Tom Walsh type. And I'm stronger for him than anybody. I'm just putting up the other side to think about the image. They're going to say, well, he spent the day around here trying to keep this out of the newspapers.
Well,
I think publication of that hurt us.
Yeah, but it's one on which I wouldn't take any chances about loyalty and understanding of the total picture. I really think I'd take a little heat on that rather than take a chance, because once that's done, we have to live with it. I'd take a little heat on that rather than run a risk of getting somebody who isn't entirely a man. That's my own feeling about that.
Well, I agree with that, but can't you get both?
Well, the only other person that's occurred to me is Bill Wirtz. He's got a fine reputation as a lawyer. I don't know how you work with him well enough.
I work with him fine, like him fine. What about Eddie?
Well, Eddie's fine. Let's say if he'll do it, and if he can take the punishment of it. You know, Eddie's 67 years old, which is hard to realize. That's the problem, the only problem I know of with Eddie. And before that, that's a problem that would have to be weighed. I don't know what his attitude would be about it. That's kind of a tough age at which to start that kind of a brutal job.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah.
I think, too, the South would accept Clark better than anybody else.
Yeah.
And I think that's going to be one of the real problems. Now, I don't know what the department they might empty themselves out right quick.
Well, that's not... That wouldn't be difficult with Clark in there, because I think with Clark in there, you get enough respect for it so that we could find the fellas on that echelon.
You think the bar would think that he's an able lawyer?
I think so, yes, sir.
Well, I damn sure know he is, but I just wonder if the bar thinks he's more than an aide to Truman.
Well, I don't know. I mean, he's, I don't know that he's been in court much or that kind of thing, but you don't need it for that post. And I've done a lot of thinking about it, and I just have come to the conclusion that we just got to have our own man in there. If New York race had come out differently, I might feel differently about it. But I'm scared of what's going to happen there, because a young man who was elected in New York is certainly going to try to keep his clutches in that office. I myself, although there's a very able man on the second echelon of the department, I myself would think that it would be well advised to clean it out anyway, just because of that danger. No other reason. They're good men and able. But I'm awful worried about that the continuing relationship between the young man who's just been elected in New York and the department.
Yeah, I am too. I thought he had a lot of trouble ever getting around to mentioning me last night.
Yeah.
Didn't you?
Yeah, he can't. That's the terrible thing. Of course, he wouldn't have had a Chinaman's chance if it hadn't been for the tremendous vote you rolled up there.
2.5 million, and Eddie said the highest was 1.6 million they ever done before.
Absolutely fantastic. Well, that's my present feeling about it anyway. I really think that Bill Wirtz might be all right.
I'm not that close to him. I'd hesitate to talk to him about some of the things we've talked about.
That's right, yeah.
And then I'd open up a vulnerable spot in labor, and I need them very bad, and he does very well with them.
Yes, he does. That's right.
I've got a commerce thing. What's your opinion of Cook and Stanton?
Well, I think Stanton is fabulous in every way, and I think Don is too. I think you'd have to check very carefully into what Don has done on the business side. I guess it's all right. I'd want to know a little more about his connection with Magic. For example, I think you ought to know about that. Have you ever talked with him about that?
No.
I think that's what you ought to look at. But I'm very devoted to him, as you know, and have.
Was he in that?
He made a lot of money in it, yes, sir.
Yeah, God Almighty.
Well, incidentally, that business about Anderson, I got a report on. And the story comes from Ronnie. What's his name, Duggar?
Yeah.
Down there, and he has a letter from somebody saying that before, can I talk on this line?
Yeah.
That before he took the cabinet post with Eisenhower, he said he had to have $900,000, and that was provided to him by giving him stock in one of Seth Richards' companies that he sold and realized that capital gain. John Kofa couldn't be nicer about it. He says, emphasize that the story may be untrue, says he's devoted to Bob Anderson, and that what if Bob Anderson were asked about it and said there was a damn lie, that he, John Kofa, would certainly believe him.
Well, I think they did have partnerships for many years before he went with the cabinet. I think when he went with the cabinet, he cleaned up everything.
That wouldn't be any problem unless he was given some stock and as a condition to his taking the cabinet post.
Well, I'm sure that didn't happen.
It doesn't sound right to me, but that was...
They're going to try to point out that we know they were Harding and the Baker and the Jenkins stuff. All their ads are here and every place I've been. And that, no, they're just the lesser of two evils. And Bobby's already talking a little bit about, well, they don't have the love and affection and the style that Johnson had and Kennedy had. And I think you've got to talk to every press man, get Clark to, and all of our friends, and tell them that these crowds, Daly told me this morning, there's never been a candidate in Illinois that captivated them like we did. Downstate, upstate, every damn place. I carried every single county in New York, and we've got to have some love and affection in our own right instead of just being a product of Bobby Kennedy or somebody else, and we've got to get our people to thinking and talking that way, and you've got to get a hold of the Drews and make him come over and have lunch with you and point that up, and they think you're wise and you're close, and Max Friedman, and you just, you and Clark both ought to work it that next two or three days. Take what Daly said in New York, I carried it by a million, in Pennsylvania a million, in Ohio a million, in New York 2.5 million, and all the Midwest and all of New England, and Roosevelt couldn't even touch him, and they said that he's corn pone and he didn't do this and that and so forth, but that you've been with him since 35 and NYA, and that you've seen the compassion, and you see what he does for people, and by God, it's a combination of Roosevelt and Jackson and everything else that you can think of. It might be good.
Well, it is. That's right. That's,
well, please, we've got to have some folks talking that. None of our groups do it. Kennedy used to call him in, and even General Clifton, his aide, had to watch Roscoe Drummond and somebody else. Mac Bundy's assignment was Max Friedman and Walter Lippmann and Jimmy Reston. I have nobody doing that at all. You and Clark, though, got around. It's pretty well known that you know me, and I think you all have got to say some of that stuff and pour that into Kay Graham and say, God damn it, you didn't endorse this, Kay, but get your people now to kind of help him and give him a chance to start off. Don't handicap him.
Well, you've got it, and the people have said that. People don't vote this way.
No, but the papers are building that up. I hear in the television this morning, they don't know whether they were just voting against Goldwater or for Johnson.
Well, I don't think anybody's going to pay attention to that.
Well, I think you got to have a positive, constructive propaganda on the other side. And
I agree.
And you just go doing some of it.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Thank you, sir.